what we have here. If it isn't you people. What do I mean by you people? Oh, you know exactly what I mean. You all gas, no trashites.
The shitty Johnny come latelys.
Yeah. Oh, wow. We're back again. We're back again. Well, you know what? To the faithful, we didn't have any doubts. But to the people that are listening to this episode for the first time or what have you, or just because, oh, it's about something I want to hear about. Whatever. Anyways, we're back. Took a little brief pause due to some things and whatnot. Whether those are battling legal issues that we have been sued for saying things, I don't know. You'll just have to fucking wait and see.
They might be compounding on this with this particular episode.
We may be digging our grave even deeper now. And goddamn, I hope that's true. Anyways, my name's Josh. I'm here today with good buddy Adam, who's the host of the show, really.
Yes, greetings. Welcome back. I hardly missed any of you.
I didn't miss any of them.
I have so much shit to talk about. And this is, once you see one episode tonight, as soon as it goes up, we're just going to be pumping shit out. I mean, in total, I think I have about five in the works that we're going to be
doing tonight. Yeah.
Doing tonight.
A five banger drop.
So this one in particular is going to be concentrating on AKBK, which is somebody that we've been talking about since, well, if you remember, dating back all the way to the Brain Story album review.
Oh, yeah, that's true. God damn, that was fucking a long ass time.
Dude, you know how it's been fucking, I think, close to 10 or 11 months since that happened, right?
Fuck, man.
So again, this episode in particular is about AKBK, and
who I will just say we also interviewed on Without Censor, and you can listen to that interview wherever you listen to podcasts on. Go to check out, just type in Without Censor and it'll bring it up.
Yeah. And if that's too much to ask or too much trouble, we'll have the link available within the description of the video so that you can just
look for that. And yeah, then, Adam likes to make things easy for you.
So, I don't expect any of you to do that, but whatever. So, as I was saying before, so we've been talking about AKBK since roughly the release of Brain Story's second album. And, you know, I personally had been listening to her since the very first single. Mm-hmm. Very first single, right?
Right.
So I found some information out in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, no.
I don't know how.
Is this like we're not going to want to talk? I'm going to be so disappointed and sad news, or is it going to be good news, everyone?
Well, it's somewhere in between. Some of it is conspiracy level shit. Oh. And the other half is more a pat on the back for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. OK. All right. All right.
So which one do you want first?
Why don't we start off with the pat on the back so I'm not underwhelmed by the surprise if it outweighs the negative portion.
All right. So it's been revealed. Mm. And you know what? This is actually a little bit of more of a conspiracy in addition to
a pat on the back for ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Pigeons and Planes, as many know, is a publication that people turn to for music or...
Wait, I'm sorry, hold on. Wait, what is this fucking called?
Pigeons and Planes.
Is it about, like, pigeons getting sucked into airplane engines?
No. Oh. No, it's more oriented around music and music-adjacent topics, right?
Mm, all right.
So they have a number of social media accounts, and one including Instagram, right?
Yeah.
So I gotta show you this, because this really is a pat on the back for us that we're the cutting edge of music and nobody fucking knows. The people that listen here are the only fucking people that know.
Yeah.
And it actually is driving me up the wall how much we're not getting fucking credit, we're not getting our fucking respect. I don't know what else to do to convince people that we're the shit.
Yeah, motherfuckers need to start putting some respect on our name.
So, wait, hold on. Did I save this post? I think I did, so.
I hope you did, because I'd like to know what it said.
All right. Come on now, fucking Instagram. There we go. All right, so what I want you to do Hopefully I have the volume all the way down. So check out this post from Pigeons and Planes, right?
All right, so this is what they post. They start off with this fucking chick with old school computer speakers strapped to her fucking head. We're listening through over 5,500 submissions. Here are 10 favorites so far. Okay. Keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh, AKA BK.
What does that tell you?
I mean, that tells me that they're just listening to this newest thing, this frog thing.
Yeah.
They're not even listening. You know, I think speaking of frogs, they should be listening to Millennial Frog. How dare they? All right, first of all. How dare they not include the original OG frog for frog-related content?
Okay? All right. So, anyway, number one, pat on the back for ourselves for fucking being on top of this shit from fucking day one.
Day one.
First single. We were on it.
On top of business.
So the fact that Pigeons and Planes is roughly 10 to 11 months late, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. I agree. Fuck them.
Two, this will also lead into the conspiracy theory about the other subject matter that we have to talk about. So there's three things that I think come out of this thing about AKA BK being featured. Mm. I enjoy her music. I think she's awesome, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how this works out that she got featured with only three singles.
That's
with
true.
This publication, Pigeons and Planes, that she managed to get their attention, which leads me down the other topic that I wanted to talk about, which was that AKBK, so for the show that she performed at Make Out Music, it wasn't just something that was orchestrated by the people that run the venue itself. It's not just like the talent buyers. This was somewhat of a showcase from one particular record label, and it's called Plus One Records, right?
Okay.
So I was curious because AKBK had been placed or was going to be part of some show where she's going to be opening for this band called The Vices. So I was like, huh, that's kind of curious. So I go on one of the accounts that's listed or that is part of the collaboration post.
Yeah.
And the record label is called Plus One Records. So I go on their website and I see a list of artists, The Vices and Shillelagh. So... Shillelagh was one of the artists that played at Make Out Music.
Connection there.
So it is rather coincidental that AKBK has been orbiting around these artists that are part of Plus One Records, which makes me question if she was able to be placed on an opening spot for this band called The Vices that has somewhere around like 10 or 14,000 people following them, right?
Yeah.
What does that say about Pigeons and Planes? Do you think it's possible that somebody is looking out for her? Somebody is arranging for her to be placed on a Pigeons and Planes post so that her popularity is jump-started?
Well, I think that someone's I think someone's behind this, right? I think that there's someone, either money's being changed hands or favors or something, because, you're listening to 5,500 artists and these 10 are ones that you
like. Where are the submissions?
Yeah.
I don't know where you, I looked through at least 60 to 100 posts trying to find out where one would put a submission in for Pigeons and Planes. And AKBK is one of the 55 that were selected out of how many thousands? Or I don't even know what the number of posts or songs that were submitted.
I think it said 5,500 artists. But like, who knows how many songs? At least one song.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe there's two songs per artist. I mean, that's 10,000 fucking songs.
So this either says that she's as good as I believe she is, which is technically true because we talked about her at the very beginning. Or she's good, but she also has somebody else helping her to get the public relations wheel going, the promoting of the music, to get people interested, to be under the impression that AKBK is somebody we should be paying paid attention to. What do you have to say in this matter?
Well, I will. Okay, so about pigeons and planes. Okay, so like they're, I don't know if you know this, but they're owned by Complex.
Complex, Networks, yes, right? Yeah.
Which is basically was founded by Mark Echo. All right, like
I don't know who Mark Echo.
He's that guy. He's like a music mogul dude. Like he's got Echo, ECKO. You remember the fashion shit? Like,
oh, okay, gotcha.
The brand or whatever
with the rhino.
Yeah, with the rhino. Yes, that's the one. Right, that's the dude who like made that shit. He also, the key people in that are also Aaron Levant, which that name sounds familiar to me as a music industry person that we've talked about before or something related with that last name.
I don't remember.
I feel like that name sounds familiar. I'll have to look up a minute. But they're a $200 million fucking company. Okay, so like
Complex itself.
Yeah, Complex. And Pigeons and Planes is owned by them.
And they were formally independent from that. They weren't part of Complex for a lengthy period of time.
Correct, yeah. And I think it was in 20... I don't know. It was a few years ago that they bought fucking Pigeons and Planes. But essentially, I think that they're being... Someone's paying them to do this, right? Why? It just doesn't make sense as to why it wouldn't, especially with this connections you've talked about she has in other
with other bands. Yeah. I mean, from the same record label, it's just very strange. I mean, talking about some of the other occurrences of things being orchestrated, particularly with like Jocko Team, who we were talking about for like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
I mean, we found out that shit's orchestrated.
Right, yeah.
So it's like, where does it end?
Yeah, there would be nothing for me to believe that this isn't orchestrated. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not something that is out of the realm of possibility. Or it's not even something that's not just that, but it's not even out of the realm of oh, that's believable. It's very much believable that she has these connections and that they're using them to make this shit happen, right? To start moving it up the line. I also don't think, because remember when we interviewed her, she had went to, I don't know, she went to whatever, some college or some shit, right? Or whatever she was studying.
I don't know. She kind of has pedigree in video production. Right.
But like, I don't think that, okay, you don't just like roll up with money, right? And just be like, oh yeah, I want to get a fucking bachelor's degree in videography or video production, right? That's a multi- hundred thousands of dollars degree right there. And you gotta pay for that somehow, right? You gotta have some money for that. So even if you are paying it back through student loans or whatever, you gotta survive, right? So you gotta have something. So I believe that she didn't just come all the way out here just to do basic bullshit from where was she from? Fucking
Detroit.
Machine. Yeah. I don't think she just came ass all the way out here just to fuck about. I think it's because, okay, there's a plan here. I'm making connections or I have connections and this is what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I think it is. And it's just, as you said, it's the conspiracy of how the fucking music industry works and how they want us to, they feed us this bullshit about, oh, look at this, like with her, oh, look at this nobody that came from Detroit or whatever. And now they're just this aspiring artist. Well, as we know, like her family was in like
they were in the commercials, the
commercial industry. She's made commercials for what? Nike, was it?
I don't know.
Some other things that she had made commercials for.
Well, I don't know. She's just been involved with
or assisting with that or something because of her background and history. But like, okay, I get it. You're gonna feed us this gimmick, this character, right? It's like wrestling. We're gonna set this fucking gimmick on you or this storyline. And this is how we're going to show everybody to make this seem real.
Yeah. So I got to look up the artist that she was talking about in their interview, because I had heard of that dude and his song started to kind of gain some traction. Right. It was this artist named Sam Austin. Sam Austin's from Detroit as well. So like for the producer that she's working with, Caleb David Waterman.
Yeah.
Sam Austin's. Her, they're all from Detroit, and they're all trying to make their stamp here in LA with, trying to get attention. Well, trying to get their music over and get popular, right? But that dude Sam Austin is signed to like a major record label, and I can't find out where I have to look under his, this is going to take me a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
He got featured on some Rolling Stone thing. I'm like, oh man, that's kind of a load of horseshit, because you are part of a major record label. So I'm sure they have connects on hooking people up with, hey, we need to promote our artist. Do you think you can feature this guy on Rolling Stone to get people interested in his music, as if anybody actually reads anymore.
Right. Yeah.
So,
cause we all know that they fucking don't.
Yeah. Son of a bitch, man. Fuck. I don't know. I can't find it. Let me see. I feel like I'm stumbling over myself. I should have had this queued up and shit. Atlantic Records. That's what it was. Mm. Atlantic Records is fucking huge, man. So
yeah,
when you have somebody that was featured on Rolling Stone getting attention or whatever, and yeah, he has a song that's going viral and everything, but I'm not under no impression that this dude made this happen organic. I don't fucking know. I'm just like so fucked in the head from all the shit I'm finding out, because there's yet another artist that we have to talk about that's brand new that I did some digging on, and yes, they're presenting themselves as a new project, but one of the people involved is a former member of a Japanese K-pop group.
Mm.
So, and then the people around her are also part of the larger companies that, so it's like they're being sold as this
brand new bullshit.
Yeah. Like this duo is being sold as a brand new packaged artist or whatever. And they're looking for all these things. And I'm sure they are, but they also have interesting people working with them, but we'll get to that in the next episode. So terms of like AKBK, I don't know, man. I'm very curious of how this plays out in the future, because just talking about going to that Make Out Music show and finding out that, you know, herself, Shalele, and then when it comes to the vices that she's orbiting around this record label, Plus One Records, are we supposed to speculate that she's going to be signed to that record label in the future? Why the fuck is she around these artists? Like, what the fuck?
Or if not, is already, and they're just like, you know, kind of keeping it on the down low and not saying anything about it.
Yeah.
So, which very well, I mean, I think that's believable.
Yeah.
Like, that's something they could do. Again, to sell the allure of this person that's trying to be this up and coming, you know, oh, I came from nothing, the streets, essentially, and like, oh, I didn't have any help in the music industry right now. But you don't get to be on those fucking articles unless you're fucking someone's helping you out, right? They don't give a fuck. They're doing the shit for the money. They're not doing it just out of the kindness of their heart and because it's genuine. No, it's because it's for the fucking money. And I don't know. That's what I think. And not that there's really anything wrong with that. I mean, hey, do what you want. You know, people got to get paid. I get it. But it just sucks how they sell us this bill of goods of this nonsense, and and they just want us to believe it. And it's the same thing like with the Jocko teen. Oh, as soon as anybody calls attention to it, it's like, oh, I don't want to fucking talk to these guys.
I didn't even have anything mean to say.
No,
I was just gonna say, look, hey, you're working with this artist fucking Thames,
mm-hmm.
but you're both part of Sony, and you have me believing that I'm stupid.
Yeah.
And that this is,
oh, look who I just happened to see and meet at this. Yeah, my ass. Yeah. All right, come on now.
Oh, I met Willow Smith.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't be surprised if she was also part of Sony Music Entertainment or whatever the fuck the name of that company is. The parent company, like Sony Music or whatever, that they're all fucking in the same umbrella of record labels.
Yeah. And then what's crazy, too, is when you look at, I mean, what's that thing that they say that like, oh, everything's basically, when it comes down to it, owned by like 11 corporations or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's like in the music industry, they're all fucking, if you're in the music industry, you're likely all mostly owned by the same people or the same thing. And then if your parent company is owned by a parent company of a parent company of a parent company that then is owned by Sony, well then cool. Now you're in with all the Sony people.
Yeah. I mean, shit, dude, Unilever, Johnson & Johnson, and whatever the largest, the other largest corporations that are in the United States that own like every food, every soap, detergent, every product, that's Sony, that's Universal. And that's, I forgot the third one, but that's basically what it boils down to, man.
Yeah. And they own everyone else.
Yeah.
Those three own everything else in music. and maybe Live Nation now, but those four own everything in fucking music.
Yeah, so we'll see how this plays out going forward. I wouldn't be surprised if we see more coincidental happenings with more shows with artists from Plus One Records, and then AKA BK continues to move up the ladder with more blogs and more publications writing about her or featuring her on shit. But again, dude, we got, how come we never get the fucking rub, dude?
Nah, we don't, man. No one gives a fuck. Cause that's the other thing. Paper planes, Incorporated. They just want to fucking, oh, look what we discovered. No one else. I guarantee you there will be an article or there'll be some shit on that stupid ass platform that comes out that says, look at this artist that's been found by no one. We are the first to do it. I can't wait until a motherfucker tries to claim that they have the first interview, and I'm going to spam their comment section with the link. Oh, I'm sorry, you lying sack of shit. Yeah. Here's the first interview. You better change your shit and say you're the second interview, because you can go fuck yourself.
And look what she did for us. Absolutely nothing. Fuck all, dude.
Nothing. But I'll get you up. Guess what? She'll be posting about paper planes all day, every day on her bullshit.
Yeah, I'm sure she will. Jesus. Because that's what it is, man.
People don't like us.
I can't fucking stand artists. When you have people that are invested in you, interested from day fucking one, that are trying to help and open you up to an audience, but you're like, ah, no, that's too poo-poo for me.
And then on top of that, also said you had a great time fucking doing it with us and had fun.
Yeah.
Like, shit, man, was like, what the fuck? What else can we do?
Yeah.
When's going to be my time?
for fuck's sake, man. Well, anyways, I don't have anything more to add. So if you want to rage about this, hit us up in the comments. I'm sure we'll be fighting with you in the comments.
I'm sure verbal fisticuffs will be taking place soon enough.
At the very least, at least you get some kind of joy out of our depravity, whatever it might be. We're here to talk about music, bottom line. I mean, we're technically here to help artists, whether we talk bad about them or not. It's still helpful to them because we're at least talking bringing attention to it. So that's all I got to say.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get what you're saying. Anyways, all right. Well, that'll be the end of the episode. Go fuck yourselves. I guess we'll catch you guys on the next one.